Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Goldman Sachs, Moody's, and recently the Wall Street Journal, which have all studied our plans and have indicated my plans for our economy would strengthen our economy, his would make them weaker, would ignite inflation, and invite a recession by the middle of next year. Those are the facts.
Why do you think more people say they trust him on the economy than they trust you?
I think that when you look at an analysis of our plans for what we would do as President of the United States, it has been clear to those who study and understand how economic policy works that moving forward, because I do believe the American people are ready to turn the page.
It is totally clear to all the people who have studied and read and who are literate and can do math and know anything. God, Brett, stop. All of the bright answers are right here in the notes I've memorized in my head. Stop asking me these questions about why people don't agree with me when everybody who knows anything agrees with me. Duh.
It's interesting you said turn the page, Madam Vice President. You were asked on two different shows last week what, if anything, you would do differently than President Biden. Here's what you said.
Would you have done something differently than President Biden during the past 4 years?
There is not a thing that comes to mind in terms of, and I've been a part of most of the decisions that have had impact.
Under a Harris administration, what would the major changes be and what would stay the same?
Sure. Well, I mean, I'm obviously not Joe Biden.
I know.
And so yes, that would be one change in terms of.
Yes.
But also, I think it's important to say with, you know, 28 days to go, I'm not Donald Trump.
So you're not Joe Biden, you're not Donald Trump, but nothing comes to mind that you would do differently?
Let me be very clear. My presidency will not be a continuation of Joe Biden's presidency. And like every new president that comes in to office, I will bring my life experiences, my professional experiences, and fresh and new ideas. I represent a new generation of leadership.
See, this is an interesting opportunity because I had never heard her say that before. It sounds like a decisive break. It sounds like I will be completely different from President Biden. But then when pressed on in what way, well, I am a black woman and he's an old white man. You know, I'm not the other old white man either. But in what way? So, and also, there's such a weird collection of incongruities running in the Harris campaign right now. On the one hand, she wants to take credit for the things that Joe Biden has done well and pretend to have authored those things herself. She wants to not take blame for the things that Joe Biden has done poorly and blame those on President Trump, or vaguely imply that that's not her fault. And well, you kind of can't have it both ways. But also, the other part of this is that she's running as if she's the challenger. It's been so bizarre to me to listen to her answers on so many questions in all these different interviews. And even going back to the convention speech, where the portrayal as though Trump is the incumbent and she's the underdog, outsider, challenger, reformer, when she is the incumbent, at least in the sense that she has been the vice president for the last almost 4 years, right? 3.5 years. So it's a weird, like I said, collection of premises that she's working on. And I winced a little bit at this one because I thought that's a pretty strong thing for her to say, that
my presidency will not be a continuation of Joe Biden's presidency.
I mean, Joe Biden never said anything like that about Obama. Right? The idea was, and even Hillary, you know, it's like 4 more years of Obama and I will continue the Obama track record. I am not continuing what Joe Biden has done. Right?
Your campaign slogan is a new way forward and it's time to turn the page. You've been vice president for 3.5 years. So what are you turning the page from?
Well, first of all, turning the page from the last decade in which we have been burdened with the kind of rhetoric coming from Donald Trump that has been designed and implemented to divide our country and have Americans literally point fingers at each other.
So I'm turning the page from Trump being alive? Like, what is the I'm turning the page from? Because you would think turning the page would be to turn the page from the, what, current administration that you're a part of? I'm not going to continue Biden's presidency. I'm going to turn the page from what? From the last decade of everythingism. You know, we're not going to do any. Okay, but what have you been doing for 3.5 years?
More than 70% of people tell the country is on the wrong track. They say the country is on the wrong track. If it's on the wrong track, that track follows 3.5 years of you being vice president and President Biden being president. That is what they're saying, 79% of them. Why are they saying that? If you're turning the page, you've been in office for 3.5 years.
You're the page. Why? How can you turn the page and be the page at the same time? We'll get to her answer in just a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Still no accidents to let you know about on the big board, but I am seeing some delays if you're on North Palafox and Fairfield Drive. At that light, you're going to see some congestion delays right there in all directions. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I'm thinking in my head, because I've got a moment to think about it while you're talking, and I'm thinking about this clip I'm about to play. And I'm thinking, I wish he would have said that. Would have said, like, you want to turn the page, but ma'am, you are the page. And then I'm thinking in my head how she would have answered. She's like, well, Brett,
I am
the page, and I'm also not the page. And I like pages. Pages are good, and pages are in books, and books are things that people should read. I'm thinking in my head how the, like, remember how she, I like school buses. You know, how that answer version of this would have gone. So that's why I was chuckling to myself.
I know. But I look over
you
and see me, your face,
you can
and
see
I'm
it.
Like,
yeah, I know.
Great, what did I do this time?
Because, again, I am not the poker player or the diplomat or the, you know, if I ever wound up getting elected to some, you know, public position, I'd be the guy on the stage like, oh, these idiots. You know, like rolling my eyes and, you know, you're so disrespectful to us. Well, be smarter. You know, I don't know what to tell you. I can't hide my emotions.
Why are they saying that? If you're turning the page, you've been in office for 3.5 years.
And Donald Trump has been running for office.
But you've been the person holding the office.
Come on.
Donald Trump has been running for office. That's why we can't get anything done. I mean, yeah, we had the House and the Senate for a while, and we couldn't get anything done. And, you know, but just Donald Trump being on Twitter is killing me. Truth Social. I can't do anything when he's that guy. He's ruining our lives just by being there.
But you've been the person holding the office.
Come on.
Madam Vice President.
You and I both know what I'm talking about. You and I both know what I'm talking about.
I actually don't. What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is that over the last decade, people have become. But listen. Over the last decade, it is clear to me, and certainly the Republicans who are on stage with me, the former chief of staff to the president, Donald Trump, former defense secretaries, national security advisor, and his vice president, one that he is unfit to serve, that he is unstable, that he is dangerous, and that people are exhausted.
Can I go back for just a second when she's trying to play on, like, she thinks he knows what she's saying, and he clearly has no idea what she's saying, much like the rest of us. What are you saying exactly? You have been the vice president. Your boss has been the president, and Trump is the reason you can't get anything done?
What?
Madam
you
vice
and I
president.
Both know what I'm talking about. You and I both know what I'm talking about.
I actually don't.
About.
What are you talking about?
I don't understand what you're saying, ma'am, and every time you keep talking, I just get more confused.
People are tired of that.
If that's the case, why is half the country supporting him? Why is he beating you in a lot of swing states? Why, if he's as bad as you say, that half of this country is now supporting this person who could be the 47th president of the United States? Why is that happening?
This is an election for president of the United States. It's not supposed to be easy.
I know, but
it's not supposed to be. It is not supposed to be a cakewalk
for anyone. So are they misguided, the 50%?
Listen,
are they stupid?
Oh, God, I would never say that about the American people. And in fact, if you listen to Donald Trump, if you watch any of his rallies, he's the one who tends to demean and belittle and diminish the American people. He's the one who talks about an enemy within, an enemy within, talking about the American people.
This entire interview was, I've got my 8 talking points, I've got my 8 scripted answers, and if you ask me a question about immigration, I'm going to give you answer 1. And if you ask me a different question about immigration, I'm going to give you answer 1 again. And if you interrupt me because I'm not actually answering your question, I'm going to keep reading to you from answer number 1 because that's the programming that I have received. And the Kamala bot is not able to innovate. So, and then this, the other alternative is I will attack Trump. Well, your policy towards Iran has failed, but I will attack Trump. Your policy towards the border has, but I will attack Trump. That's the whole thing. And this quote is an amazing quote when he asks her the question of what, okay, so you, Donald Trump is a horrible, terrible, evil, no good, anti-democratic, ruining the country, will ruin it again. He's so bad that even when he's not president, he makes it so you can't do your job. Right? That's kind of been her answer. He's so bad that he ruins things even when he's not in power. Ugh. So the people who support him, are they stupid?
I would never say that about the American people.
I mean, not out loud in public. Gosh. Everything else I'm saying logically implies that conclusion, but I'm not that dumb, Brett. I wouldn't say that out loud in public when there might be microphones around. Come on now.
And you and I both know that he has talked about turning the American military on the American people. He has talked about going after people who are engaged in peaceful protest. He has talked about locking people up because they disagree with him. This is a democracy. And in a democracy, the president of the United States, in the United States of America, should be willing to be able to handle criticism without saying he'd lock people up for doing it. And this is what is at stake, which is why you have someone like the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff saying what Mark Milley has said about Donald Trump being a threat.
So it's interesting when she gets strident to me. I actually thought that was her best moment. Really, that was her best moment, because she wasn't on the talking point. She was just angry. Sometimes you say, but she still has a habit of making the point harder to understand. When somebody is the president of these United States, in this Western Hemisphere, in this century, you know, like elaborating in ways that don't actually make the point any stronger. Oh, man. So, yeah. And by the way, this interview with Brett Baer, this led him to a... I don't know if he did this on purpose, but it was masterful if he did. It was masterful if it was unintentional. But all of the stuff about Trump's so bad, Trump's so wicked, Trump's so stupid, people who support him, getting her on that track led to this, which was, this was the moment. To me, this was the, I mean, a lot of other clips have made the news. This was the one that caught me the most by surprise.
You called Donald Trump, he's misguided. You say now
he's
unstable.
He is unstable, Brett.
He's not well. You say he's mentally not stable.
He's not stable.
Let me ask you this. You told many interviewers that Joe Biden was on his game, that ran around circles on his staff. When did you first notice that President Biden's mental faculties appeared diminished?
This is an oh crap moment. Because she has just labeled her opponent as mentally unfit, mentally unstable. She's aware enough of mental health and mental unhealth to be able to assess that the former president, her opponent, is a check in the negative column for all of these things. And Brett Baer says, okay, so you're an expert about mental health. You've been with Biden every day or at least every week. When did you notice that he wasn't right?
When did you first notice that President Biden's mental faculties appeared diminished?
Oh, no.
Joe Biden... I have watched in from the Oval Office to the Situation Room, and he has the judgment and the experience to do exactly what he has done in making very important decisions on behalf of the American people.
There were no concerns raised?
Brett, Joe Biden is not on the ballot.
well, not anymore. Because he was, and you didn't do anything to inform the American people, and then you clearly helped ouster him or didn't do much to stop it. He's not on the ballot now because I'm here. Oh, it's amazing. What was this expression she said?
I have watched in from the Oval Office to the Situation Room.
I feel a musical coming forth. I have watched him from the office to the Situation Room. He's a great leader. He is healthy, and he is not even on the ballot. Maybe it's just me, but that's how it sounded in my head.
I have watched in from the Oval Office to the Situation Room.
Where are Rodgers and Hammerstein when we need them? 625 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What, with binoculars? I see you, Joe Biden, walking down the hall. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Just seeing some minor delays on North Palafox at Fairfield if you're going both north and southbound. So just be aware of that. Just congestion delays. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Beachoween is back on Friday from 4 to 8. Bring the family out to the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk to enjoy a free night of fun. Bounce houses, games, face painting, food, and
a Cat Country Kids costume contest.
This freaky fun event is brought to you by Visit Pensacola, the Santa Rosa Island Authority, and the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce.
Celebrate Beachoween on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk from 4 to 8 on Friday. It's Beachoween.
Trick or treat!
It's weed, not alcohol. It just relaxes me. I'm a better driver when I'm high. I do it all the time, no problem.
THC reduces your reaction time by half a second, impacting your attention, coordination, and lane tracking. A delay of just half a second can be the difference between life and death. Stay alert, stay alive. Don't drive high.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Transportation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
I'm Don Gates, and I stand with Governor DeSantis to stop illegal aliens from invading our state and draining our resources. I'll never allow illegals to get Florida driver's licenses, and I won't spend a penny of taxpayer money on illegals so long as there is one Florida veteran who needs our help or our care. Law enforcement is supporting me because I will give them the tools, the laws, and the backing to arrest illegals who commit crimes and get them out of our country. If Biden can't, or if Biden won't, then Florida must protect our borders and preserve the rule of law. And that's why I'm running for the Senate.
Don Gates, trusted conservative leadership, fighting for Northwest Florida. Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
All right, we call it a draw.
Oh, man. Remember I said when Kamala Harris got selected, I said, I think people are going to have some buyer's remorse about this. This is why you have primaries. This is why you let the primaries decide your candidate. This is why when somebody dropped out of the primary, got no votes at all in any primary ever, it might be a risky proposition to make that person your candidate. Just maybe.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Harris, in her first interview on Fox News Channel with special report anchor Brett Baer, says she will support and enforce federal law on immigration.
So decriminalizing border crossings, like you said in 2019.
I do not believe in decriminalizing border crossings, and I've not done that as vice president. I will not do that as president.
Former President Trump with Latino voters at a town hall event on Univision.
For four straight years, Kamala has imported an army of illegal alien gang members and migrant criminals from prisons and jails and insane asylums.
Polls show him catching up with Latino voters. One Direction singer Liam Payne died, 31 years old, falling from a hotel balcony in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Police say he jumped. They'd responded to a call from the hotel about someone acting aggressively. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is a bit of a chilly morning, 45 degrees right now, clear skies in Pensacola. Eight men facing drug charges, this after a years-long law enforcement operation. They called it Operation Last Supper. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office held a press conference yesterday. Sheriff Bob Johnson presented a diagram of an illegal drug distribution chain that had been operating in the county. At the top was a man known as Preacher, 41-year-old David Kennedy of Milton.
Back when I was in narcotics in the 90s, he was a target for us. That's how long he's been selling dope in Santa Rosa County. So this dirtbag hopefully will go to prison and not get out anytime soon because we're tired of dealing with him.
Sheriff Bob Johnson there. And Kennedy and another man, 52-year-old Roosevelt Tawn Jones, are now facing federal conspiracy charges. Another six men also face various state charges of either trafficking or possession. As a result of the operation, law enforcement says they seized 5.6 kilos of cocaine, large quantities as well of fentanyl, meth, hydrocodone, marijuana, and THC edibles. They also seized $65,000 in drug money and several firearms. The Florida debate on the legalization of marijuana will be settled next month with Amendment 3 that would legalize possession and use of recreational marijuana for adults over 21.
If this passes, the legislature still has the ability to regulate where marijuana can be consumed, meaning, you know, you're not going to necessarily have this massive, uprising of people smoking in public. You may initially until legislators or local governments regulate it, but it wouldn't be a guarantee that that would occur.
State Representative Alex Andrade talked to Channel 3. That amendment would allow for an individual to possess up to 3 ounces of pot, but would not allow people to grow their own cannabis. Florida law requires a 60% approval for the amendment to be put into the state constitution. Now, there's some reports that ECAT bus stop benches around Escambia County are being removed. Channel 3 reporting that the bench at Massachusetts and W Street was recently pulled. An Escambia County spokesperson says ECAT has been evaluating bus stop locations for cleanliness, safety, and ease of access, and says some of the benches have been removed due to issues involving homeless individuals
that led to complaints from ECAT riders. Right now, there's no word on how many benches around the county have been removed or if they'll be replaced at some point in the future. Well, the official sign that fall is here, the Pensacola Interstate Fair kicking off tonight. The fair opens with Dollar Day starting at 4 p.m. today. Admission is $1 for ages 4 and up. Rides will also be $1 each. And as far as entertainment goes, our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, will be there doing their lip sync battle on the main stage. The fair does run through October 27th at 6:35 at News Radio. And John's got our traffic.
Still no accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Starting to see some delays on Highway 90 if you're headed westbound on Highway 90. Right around the P Ridge area, the Walmart, that's just due to congestion. Other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Piggins with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And we are looking for sunshine today with a high staying fairly cool of around 69 degrees. Just about the same here for the next couple days heading into the weekend. Highs in the 75 to 80 degree range. Lows each night down to about 50, 55 degrees. Right now we've got 45 degrees, though, here in Pensacola, 49 in Gulf Breeze, and 44 in Milton. Our next news at 7, we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with your money now. Dutch chip equipment firm ASML released its third quarter results a day early due to a technical error. The company said it expects 2025 net sales of up to roughly $38 billion. This does fall lower than previously speculated. ASML's share plunge saw the critical semiconductor firm lose more than $53 billion in market value in a single day. AWS announced it has signed an agreement with Dominion Energy to explore the development of a small nuclear reactor. AWS, Amazon's subsidiary in cloud computing, has a massive and increasing need for clean energy as it expands its services into artificial intelligence. The agreement is also part of Amazon's path to net zero carbon emissions. The average interest rate for a 30-year mortgage increased to 6.52% from 6.36%. As a result, total mortgage application volume fell 17% last week compared with the previous. That's according to Mortgage Bankers Association. That's your money now.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Pete Bohr Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. and you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Pete Moore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to BCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and dealer fee. Royalty discounts for qualified VW owners. See dealer for details. Offer expires October 31st, 2024.
Hello, my name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half-cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Morning, 641 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I had told you over the last couple of days that we're trying to work our way through all the amendments and get them knocked out this week before early voting starts next week. And I know a lot of you might have mail-in ballots. You might have already mailed in your ballot. This is my eternal frustration with the extended period of time during which people cast votes, because you never know when you need to talk about stuff. You know, you talk about it in September, and nobody remembers it come election. You talk about it in October, it's too late. People are already voting. I don't know how to solve that problem. So we're just doing our best all the time. By the way, there's a debate, tonight, right, at Olive Baptist Church for the District 4 Escambia County Commission seat, put on by the Finley JoJo people, I believe, is the kind of the hosting entity for that. So that should be very interesting. But that is not the subject for the moment. The subject for the moment is, in fact, abortion, something that we all love to talk about all the time. Unfortunately, it is on the ballot this year, and so by necessity, we have to talk about something that, you know, you rarely have a conversation about this topic, and people come away thinking, you know, man, I'm just so glad we talked about that. It just usually makes everybody upset on both sides. Everybody feels like, you know, nobody says anything that's productive, and so why would we bother talking about it? Just alienates people. I totally understand. I mean, I used to teach ethics for 10 years. We talked about this subject, and it's a hard subject to do well. And especially in this one, this Amendment 4, this right to abortion initiative, you've got, you know, there's a lot of perspectives on this. So here we go. The actual amendment, you know, what does it say? It is called, official title, the Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, which is another way of saying that this is a pro-choice, or maybe you don't like the term, pro-abortion amendment. It's to expand access to abortion or to protect access to abortion. This amendment to limit government interference in abortion, I think that's a little bit of a biased title, but fine. Government laws interfere with freedom, and the freedom to pursue an abortion is a freedom that some people want. Okay, lots of people want. All right. Proposed ballot summary says, quote, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. And then there's a long, like, financial impact statement that the Supreme Court of Florida has approved. I think the financial impact statement has some elements that are fair, and as a pro-lifer who opposes this amendment, I mean, that shouldn't surprise you. If you have never listened to the show, maybe, but if you know who I am, of course, you know I'm against this one. But I think there are some elements in the financial impact statement that are actually excessive and biased. The proposed amendment would result in significantly more abortions and fewer live births per year in Florida. Duh. I mean, you can't argue that. That's the goal of the amendment, right? The increase in abortions could be even greater if the amendment invalidates laws requiring parental consent before minors undergo abortions and those ensuring only licensed physicians perform abortions. Because if you require only licensed physician, that could be viewed under litigation or implementation as a prohibition, penalty, delay, or restriction. Also, parental consent could be viewed as a prohibition, penalty, delay, or restriction, since the amendment summary only protects notification of parents. It doesn't protect consent of parents, which is the current law. Now, would it actually allow children to get abortions without parental consent? I don't know. I think nobody knows for sure. But since the language doesn't specifically preserve consent, you have to wonder, why doesn't it preserve consent? Because it could have been written to say, this amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification and consent to a parent or guardian. It could have said that, and it doesn't say that. And omissions are as important as inclusions when you're talking about legal jargon. So the two things that the sentence says, financial impact says, is there will be more abortions. True, of course, not controversial. More controversial is that it could have more abortions for minors because it's not restricting it to physicians only and because it doesn't involve parental consent, only parental notification. It goes on. There is also uncertainty about whether the amendment will require the state to subsidize abortions with public funds. Because sometimes, and here the argument is, that if you can't have prohibition, penalty, delay, or restriction, well, failure to provide public funds can be viewed as a delay or restriction because people who don't have money, it is sometimes argued by progressives, that constitutes an impediment for which the government is obligated to overcome. The government must pay for this because it's unfair for them to not have the money to pay for it themselves. That has been used in the past in many other subject areas. So that's not that outrageous either. Litigation to resolve those and other uncertainties will result in additional costs to the state government and state courts will negatively impact the state budget. Oh, okay, this is BS. I mean, I'm saying this is a guy who opposed the amendment. Who? Come on. In a, what is our budget? 110? That's, I have, on memory. $1 billion. And the litigation costs, we engage in litigation all the time to defend laws or to figure out what the law says. This is, of all the things you could say, that's silly. An increase in abortions may negatively affect the growth of state and local revenues over time because the fiscal impact of increased abortions on state and local revenues and costs cannot be estimated with precision. The total impact of the proposed amendment is indeterminate. There are going to be fewer people. Fewer people means fewer employees. Fewer employees buying things and generating income makes fewer taxes, which means that affects the budget. Okay, true. I mean, if you get rid of people, you get rid of income, you get rid of profitability and produce and taxes. All true. But again, I mean, that's a fairly silly thing to have in the amendment. Even if it's true, it just seems like, okay, fine. You know, it's like I say, the first half, fine. The second half, you're pushing. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110, not even seeing any slowdowns. That's good news. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. 437-1620. Back to this discussion about the pro-abortion or pro-choice or anti-government interference with the right to abortion, however you want to think of it, okay? Here's the thing. This will clearly protect abortion well past what is currently allowed under Florida state law. Right? Currently under Florida state law, no abortions after 6 weeks unless... And the unlesses are things like rape, incest, right? Life of the mother. There are exceptions. Or the fetus is not alive. Okay, there's some rules. Also, you have to wait 24 hours. You know, first information, second notification. Doctors have to perform. There's a variety of things in the law right now. This would make it all the way through viability, which is, you know, through the second trimester, basically. So you're talking, you know, what, 24, 25 weeks, something like that. So it would allow any abortion for any reason through viability. So that's a radical departure from where we're at now. It would also allow post-viability abortions if healthcare provider, undefined, could include a lot of different things, including, I mean, potentially a psychiatrist. We don't know. That's the question. It's ambiguous. And it decides that for the health, not life, health of the patient, they don't call her mother, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. So that could be any way, anywhere through full-term delivery, depending on some things that have yet to be determined. So it is a pretty radical enshrinement of the right to seek abortion. It's not a full-blown for any reason whatsoever period with no limits, but the limits seem pretty frail. The limits are pretty weak. Okay, so my usual take on amendments is what? John, I've now covered three amendments. What's my first thing I always say?
No.
No on the amendment.
Right.
Always vote no, even if you love the amendment. Unless two things. Number one, it's something the legislature cannot do. Number two, you're really sure that it's a great idea. Not just a good idea, but a great idea, and doesn't really have any serious drawbacks, because once you put that sucker in a constitution, it's not coming out, almost certainly. Right? So let's talk about number one. Can the legislature do that? Well, of course. The legislature has given us the 6 week with the 15 week, right? The legislature has done what it's going to do. Can the legislature do this? They certainly can. If you're pro-choice or pro-abortion, and they are different, but, you know, do you think abortion is good or do you think abortion is bad, but it should be legal? That's the basic difference. You might look at this legislature and say, somehow or other, these Republicans have a stranglehold on the legislature, and they're not going to change. And so the only way to make this issue what I want it to be is to go through a constitutional amendment. Now, it's not quite what I normally say, which is, you know, the legislature can't do it, okay? But I actually sympathize. I'm trying to be as neutral as I can in talking about this, just to think it through. This is one of those cases where if you really do want almost limitless abortion in this state, this is the only way you're going to get it anytime soon. The legislature is so much in the control of the Republicans. And so if that's your goal, then this is probably a vote yes. I mean, I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, but I'm trying to give, you know, reasonable assessment of this. On the other hand, if you are pro-life, I mean, you're probably already going to vote. Did I say vote yes? Anyway, you're probably going to vote no, okay? And you should vote no in the sense that you don't want to put stuff like this in the Constitution, because once you put it in the Constitution and once we figure out what the Constitution has said, oh, man, it's going to be really bad compared to where we're at right now. Now, the second part about the certainty. Again, I kind of similar analysis. If you really want unlimited abortion up to third trimester abortions, then, yeah, you should vote for this, because that's what this does. Now, if you want relatively limited abortion for most any reason up until week 22, 23, 24, 25, something like that, and you think the government should stay out until that point, and you're against later term abortions, you probably want to vote no, because this goes too far past your perspective. Unless what you're willing to say is, abortion until week 25 is so important to me that I'm willing to take the cost of the few cases where it's going to be late-term abortion. I'll take that trade, though I hate to have to take it. I'll take it because the legislature is never going to pass anything like this. So all I've done, I mean, I've told you I'm against this. You would be shocked if I said vote for them. I'm like, who is this person? All I'm trying to tell you is this is, based on what you already believe about this issue, here's how you should probably vote. And I hope that reasoning is helpful for you. There's all kinds of arguments on both sides of this. I've talked about that as an issue before in many different ways. But if you cut through all the smoke and all the silliness and all of the, you know, men shouldn't have a say and all, just all of that, this would eliminate virtually every limitation or restriction on abortion that currently exists or that could even be imagined to exist, including, at least it seems likely, parental consent and late-term abortion restrictions. If you want that, vote for it. If you think that's dangerous, vote against it. If you think that's really, really bad, vote against it. That's my assessment. 6:54 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News.
Experience the captivating musical journey with Celtic Thunder in their brand new show, Odyssey. Join Damian McGinty, Emma Cahill, Neil Byrne, and Ronan Scollard as they explore a fusion of traditional and contemporary Celtic music, a mix of great new songs and beloved fan favorites. In Odyssey, Celtic Thunder continues their musical evolution.
Get your tickets now for Celtic Thunder at the Sanger Theatre on October 23rd.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat, County Commission, District 4.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I grew up in a tough neighborhood. And we used to say you can get further with a kind word and a gun than you can with just a kind word.
You have to get to at least that part. That is, I think I would say, that is my third favorite Stone song. Third favorite. Behind Paint It Black and Satisfaction.
Okay, yeah. I agree.
All right.
I agree.
John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still no accidents up on the big board. Things are looking good. I-10, I-110. Are all flowing very smoothly right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. John, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, former President Trump says he's a big supporter of in vitro fertilization.
I'm the father of IVF, so I want to hear this question.
That from a Fox News town hall event in Georgia this week. And, of course, Vice President Harris questioned Trump's claim in a post on X, citing abortion bans in some states. A Texas man being ordered to testify ahead of his execution that's scheduled for later today. It's believed to be an unprecedented move. State legislators there voted Wednesday to subpoena Robert Robertson, who was sentenced to death for killing his 2-year-old daughter a couple of decades ago. Prosecutors say her death was a result of shaken baby syndrome. It's unclear what impact the subpoena will have on the execution.
What? The death row inmate getting ready to be executed is subpoenaed to testify before
the execution. Yeah.
That's
what it sounds like. Yeah.
I don't even know what that is supposed to accomplish or how that would work. or what the legal justification for that is, that's wow.
It's just a bizarre situation.
Yeah. Okay. Which is why it's news, I guess. Where was that?
Texas.
John, you're from Texas. Can you explain?
No, I have no explanation.
Okay.
Sir.
All right. It doesn't often happen that I'm completely without comment, and I am completely without. That's a super bizarre thing. So thanks for sharing, David.